Warwick Hadfield, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
And we were talking about Jarryd Hayne yesterday. Well, he is bound for San Francisco, not the mean streets of Detroit, as it turns out.
That's right. The San Francisco 49ers are the side that he eventually decided to sign with. A few reasons for that. One of them, apparently, the San Franciscos gave him a guarantee of $100,000. Not a lot of money by NFL standards,
no.
But an amount of money for a bloke who's never played the game at all. It's a significant thing. And being recognised as that by the American Football Press. There's also the fact that Jim Tomsula, and a man who's coached a lot of people making the transition from other sports to American football, is now the coach of the San Francisco 49ers. In fact, there's a guy called Lawrence Okoye, who's a former British Olympian and rugby player, who's on the San Francisco 49ers. Big squad. This squad will be cut later on, which has, who's also trying to make the transition from another sport to American football. So this is the reason. These are the reasons that Hayne has made his decision. The Seattle Seahawks didn't come up with $100,000. The Detroit Lions, who are looking for a running back or two, didn't come up with that $100,000 either. So there we are. Jarryd Hayne, as we said yesterday, that little bit closer to making history, Fran. The first prominent rugby league player to make it in the NFL if he does go the distance. He's got to go back in August for a training camp, and that's where it all really gets challenging for him.
Yeah, it's a big challenge, but he seems very up for it. He's very upbeat. In surfing, a bit of a scare for Stephanie Gilmore on the Gold Coast.
Final seconds of the elimination second round. She needed a decent ride. She was down against West Australian rookie Bronte McCauley. Just seconds to go, needing 3.83. She got 7.10. I would have thought that a surfing event on the Gold Coast without Stephanie Gilmore in it would have been lacking a lot of things. So that's, I would say, a pleasing result for her and a pleasing result for the organisers.
I've been watching a bit of it. The waves weren't big, but they're putting on a few twists and turns. The girls trying to get those points.
Yeah, there's been, they had the first competition was on Saturday. They had two lay days. The surf wasn't that great, but they said, oh, let's go ahead. And Stephanie Gilmore actually agreed with that. And, she says that's professional surfing. You have to live with the conditions that you dealt with.
And just briefly, in athletics, Sally Pearson begins her campaign to be number one in the world on the 100-meter hurdles, over the 100-meter hurdles.
She's been doing well on the flat so far this Australian season. She's won the 100 metres and 200 metres at the Canberra Track Classic. This is she's going to compete, in the Queensland Track Classic over the hurdles for the first time this year, and she wants to take from Brianna Rowlands, the American, that title of the best 100 metres hurdler in the world again, Fran.
Okay, well, here's hoping she can do it, because I just wait for that next post-race press conference. She gets so excited. All right, thanks very much, Warwick. Talk
Good
to you again
friend.
At 7:30.